There you go. That was a good one.
Check.
That was a good check. Check. That's how I'm going to start doing checks now. I'm just going to rate your checks.
Check.
Bad check, both of you.
Check.
He's the worst checker of all time.
Check.
Me? I'm a good checker now. Now that I have
a check.
Check. I have a check, check strategy
check,
now.
Checkmate.
Check.
Check.
One,
mate.
Two, check. Three, four. Check.
Yeah, I think we were good to go. I don't think we need to do any of those.
Are we checked? How are my levels?
Today's a Wednesday. It's Wednesday, hump day, KFC Radio Quickie featuring Keith K. Marco Markovich.
What's up?
The editor-in-chief. He's a movie fanatic. He's a movie buff, and so it's only appropriate that we have him in for this quickie after a tweet went viral yesterday that John Henry was covering.
That's me.
The tweet was from Ben Howe. I don't know who he is, but great tweet. Asking the question, what is the most rewatchable movie of all time? John insists there's a right answer. I don't believe there is a right answer to this.
There is a right answer. Now, first, I think we have to shout out Jerry Thornton, because Jerry kind of invented the term, or he coined the term, Shawshanked, which represents a movie. I believe it's a movie that whenever it's on TV, you have to watch the whole thing.
You have to. You're sucked in. You can't leave. You got stuff to do, but you flip around. You see it on the guide, and you're Shawshanked.
So I don't know if that's
really. I don't do that with Shawshank, do you?
I don't do it at all with Shawshank.
No.
At all.
I mean, it's a phenomenal film.
Yeah.
But it's actually, in my mind, not the most rewatchable. Because first of all, it's depressing and bleak as fuck. I don't need to see. That movie makes my skin crawl sometimes. It's so unfair what happens to Andy.
And
like,
here's the deal.
I'm like screaming at the television. I don't want to put myself through that stress.
You need to have Shawshank's too good to be a rewatchable movie.
Yeah, I totally agree with this. I think it needs to be a good bad movie.
They're like some of the best movies I've ever seen. I saw once.
Right.
Because I was like, that was fantastic.
Yep.
That's all I need to know of it. A rewatchable movie needs to have a certain aspect of bad, or like not necessarily bad, but goofy,
yeah,
over
lighthearted.
The top, something.
It's almost like food. It's like you can go to like a 5-star restaurant, you get a meal, and like it was phenomenal. But you're gonna eat like your bologna every single day. You're gonna rewatch that movie every single day.
I'm off bologna.
You're off the bologna?
I'm off bologna.
You can't be the face of bologna. It's been like 3 weeks.
I had like 4 bologna sandwiches in a 24-hour period, and
too
that
much.
Was it for me. Yeah, because I had one and it was delicious. Then I got another one that night just for the Twitter picture.
Uh-huh.
But then I ate it, and then the next day I bought one, and then Rhea brought me one from her mom.
That's
and
a
by
lot of
the end,
bologna.
I was, and I had to eat the one from her mom. Obviously,
of course,
that's more bologna than I've had in 15
10 years.
Yeah,
I mean, it ended pretty quick for me, but it was delicious. It was worth
it's a
good
it. Well, hot run,
it was,
yeah, like you went out with a bang. Like you went all in on it. I appreciate.
I'll bring
that.
It back. I'll bring back bologna.
All right, so the question is the most rewatchable movie of all time. Keith, you are making your weekly appearance. We'll begin with you.
My pick for John's blog was Warrior. But it's breaking news. I just changed it as I was making a little list here.
Yeah, Keith has a list because he comes like prepared.
I made a little list. Well, to be fair, I was walking out the door with my coat on, and you were like, "Oh shit, Keith should be on this." So yeah. I just hopped right in here.
We like to catch you.
We put like the bat signal
off balance.
I like to organize my thoughts a little bit, but I just made a list of movies. But there is a new number one.
Wait, can I even ask you first of all?
There's a new number one.
Is it bad? I don't even know what Warrior is off the top of my head.
Yeah, no, Warrior is so fucking good, man. Warrior's like.
Oh, I think you were talking about this recently to me, telling me I have to watch it. What? Who is in it?
Tom Hardy,
Joel Edgerton.
Joel Edgerton and Tom Brett Hardy, and
it's one of my favorite actors, even though I don't know how to say his name.
Yeah, no, same way. He's awesome. He was the guy in Red Sparrow.
Yes, yeah. All right, I'll have to give this a whirl if we're going to call it the most rewatchable ever. Wow.
Well, no, it was my personal second. My number one, you're not going to like. Christmas Vacation.
Oh no. Oh, no.
Nope. I would have not invited him on the show if he was going to say that.
It's not even close, really.
Here, I don't have a problem with Christmas Vacation. I have a problem with it appearing on this list because rewatchable movies, they can't be...
Seasonal.
It can't be genre.
That's not a seasonal
specific.
Movie for me. Well, but I watch it every single Christmas Vacation
in like the summer?
I've watched it... if it was on TV, it wouldn't be, but if it was, I would. I've watched it every Christmas for probably like 13 years. So
yeah, but
that's by definition...
If you watch it once a year, that doesn't count. That's not enough.
You watch it 20 times in a season, though. Or do you only watch it once? Okay. Like, I'll watch Home Alone, like, 10 times in the Christmas
season.
We'll
watch it once as a family on DVD or whatever they are now. And then if it's on TV, I will rewatch it again.
I mean...
But if that's... Okay, I get the criteria. So in that case, it would be... I've got a lot of close ones here. They're
all off.
They're all... Okay, Warrior was what I went with. I thought that'd be cooler for the blog, to be honest.
Badass.
I've got... Yeah, thanks. Zero Dark Thirty.
Ooh.
Zero Dark Thirty is a very good one. Kind of on the Spectrum, the new Time Warner, on their premium channel selection when you go to movies, that was on the front for a while, and that was one that got a fair amount of clicks from me. When it was on like the first 10, I probably watched it 3 times in that span or something like that.
Zero Dark Thirty, Dark Knight, Any of the new Batman's ones, Christian Bale.
And those are also on very frequently on the TNT, yep. TBS circuit. Like, you can find that, like, once a day.
Inception.
Ooh, that's a tough one, though. That's a fucking, it's a thinker.
Taken.
Yeah, but once you've seen it so many times, it's not a thinker anymore. Yeah. It was a thinker the first time you saw it, but after that, you're kind of like, okay. The Inception's actually a very good one, because at first I thought it kind of fell into that Shawshank area where it's just too good.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, because I think another criteria you need to have for rewatchability for me is, like, you always need to be like one commercial break away from action. From something exciting happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Inception, that counts too. You're always within, if it's on TV, you're always within 15 minutes
I also
of something
feel like,
awesome happening.
A movie where you can pick up on stuff second and third, fourth, fifth time. Like, that's a movie where there's a lot going on where you realize, like, oh shit, I didn't realize the first couple times.
Yeah.
Taken, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite.
One
of my favorite films of all time.
I love to say that when Keith always makes fun of me for liking bad movies. I'm always like, hey, by the way, Taken 2 is on TV if you want to watch.
Taken. Like, it's a trilogy, right? There's a third.
Yeah.
The second and third did not hold up so well, but Taken 1 is
great. I still watch
it. Is pure entertainment.
Two old ones that are kind of tied: any Indiana Jones or Back to the Future movie.
Oh, those are both very good.
Back to the Future.
I've only seen Back to the Future 1.
If you made a fucking list and I could see your list, I wouldn't have said that.
Wait a minute. You've only seen Back to the Future 1? There's no point in watching 1 if you don't watch 2.
I think I've only seen 1.
2 is 1, but just with more. You have to see 2. Get out. Go home right now and watch it. Get out!
Even 3 is good. Do you like 3?
I do like 3, but 1 and 2 are like, you know, they are really intertwined. 3
I like
is
Indiana
fun.
Jones better, so you can have Back to the Future.
I what's your favorite Indiana Jones?
The Holy Grail one. Which one's that?
Last Crusade.
Raider?
Oh. Last Crusade is a great
one. Raiders of the Lost Ark, I think, either won the Oscar or was up for
one?
The Oscar. No, they're not. The latest...
Temple of Doom is fantastic, too.
They're good.
There's
far
so many great
inferior.
Scenes that they're all just tangled in my mind.
Yeah.
And then the last one was Roan's pick. Roan had an amazing pick. Apocalypto. Have you ever seen it?
I have, but I would not put it in the
watched that movie probably 6 times, and it's like really hard to find, and it doesn't show up on TV that
much.
You
gotta capitalize.
I fucking love that movie. You can jump in at any point, and it's so good.
That's the Mel Gibson joint, right?
Yeah.
Was it like the Mayans or something like that?
Yeah, the Mayans, and it's just, dude, yeah, it's so good. I love that. I want to watch it tonight, maybe.
My rewatchable movies are far trashier than these.
Whenever you start talking about movies, I always remember you're old. Like, Back to the Future, bro? That's just
rude.
Crazy old.
That was
like,
rude.
You were alive when that came out?
Was I? It came out probably like 80 something? 85? I was probably like just born.
Yeah,
bro.
So fucking old.
Bro.
Ew.
Do not.
It's about 1985,
right.
So but it was probably like 88.
I was going to say late 80s. Let me tell you something. That's a movie that is fucking timeless. It could have come out in 1955, okay? Could have been when he traveled back in time to 1955, and I still would watch that and call it one of the best movie. I think it's just the best movie of all time.
I think
it's the best movie of all time.
I don't remember. I watched it once at my aunt's house when I was a kid. And
that's pathetic. You're a pathetic person.
I watch new movies, man. I keep up with the times.
You're pathetic.
Kevin's fucking wants to see Gone with the Wind 7 more times.
I cannot.
It was a Nicholas.
The original premiere of that.
I cannot believe I'm even going to allow Back to the Future slander on this program.
Kevin went to see Back to the Future with a handful of nickels that he won from the arcade and didn't tell his mom about the change he had. Got some milk duds. Fucking old ass bitch.
That's probably the funniest John's ever been. Probably John's funniest moment ever. Get the fuck out of here. I mean, all of my rewatchable ones will be coming from the 90s, though. I don't think I got anything in the 2000s.
Hit us with some more.
I actually think that my idea has always been that there should just be a channel that runs exclusively these movies and these movies only. And it would be Independence Day.
Good one.
The Rock.
No. Yeah.
Great.
And original great Jurassic one. Park.
Those are all good.
Just 3 of the movies on loop constantly.
The Rock is so good.
Yeah, The Rock is good. The Rock's one that I got a fair amount of response to. But The Rock, I almost
Welcome
feel like
the Rock.
I've gone over with the rewatchability where I've seen it so many times where like,
Great smoke! Great smoke! We got great smoke!
I will. Dude, my first introduction to love was in The Rock. When she does that kiss when they go into the opening scenes when they're out on like the candlelit porch, she jumps up, she wraps the legs
like
around
random.
Her. That was the first time my dick was like, whoa!
you young bitch. That was the first time you got a boner.
That is young pussy. Some passion right there. I've been in search of that in my life ever since.
And never gonna find
never,
it.
Never gonna find it.
You know why? Because you're a heartless person who doesn't appreciate his elders and good things that came before him.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, you knocked it out of the park there.
Old movies do suck, like the real old ones.
Yeah. Everything old really sucks. Like, girls are not as hot. Like, TV shows aren't as good.
When did this become hotter than this? Around 94, okay?
Yeah, that's like the breaking point, right? There's like, I've always said, I think it's like Farrah Fawcett is when people start to get hot. Like, everybody before that, it's like, that was like the supermodel of the time.
Yeah. I saw a picture of Aubrey Hepburn just today on Twitter. It's like, that's Aubrey Hepburn? That's the bitch you guys worshipped?
Even Marilyn Monroe, too.
Marilyn Monroe's fat. Yeah. She's fat. I'm just going to say it.
The fucking cow. I want to see your vagina. Get off the fucking subway grate. Put that thing away.
Put your dress down. What do you got?
My number one is the only correct answer. It's Shooter. And I think Shooter...
Bob Lee Swagger is the best name of all time.
Bob Lee Swagger is that best name.
I didn't really like it the first time I saw it.
Oh, goodness gracious, Kevin. Keith. It was... I will hear arguments for the fact that it is the most rewatchable movie because it is on TV 24/7.
Yes.
You can find Shooter,
there's a Shooter
whenever you want to watch it. You really, really can.
Are you mad about the TV show?
No, I think the TV show is just as good, if not better.
Whoa.
Ryan Felipe?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's so good.
It's not.
It's so
it
good.
Not.
I mean, no, it is. It is.
I have not seen and one second of the show. It's not good.
I've talked about it. I've talked about it on KC Radio and inspired a lot of people to go back and watch it because it's on Netflix. And everyone's like, dude, holy shit, it's fucking awesome. It's very, very, very good stuff.
I love in the movie when they're like throwing out his stats of how he can like hit shit from like 20,000 miles away. He's just like the best sniper of all time.
Dude,
I feel like being a sniper is maybe the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah. Oh, I'll watch anything about snipers.
Yeah.
Anything about snipers. I love a sniper. They just lay there and piss themselves for like 3 days just to kill somebody. That's fucking cool.
Oh, yeah. Pissing your pants. So cool.
Being your pants is very cool. Just like laying there and you're pissing shit, being like, I'm going to kill the fuck out of this guy. That's a cool thing to do. Very cool.
I had the movie Sniper. You ever see that one?
I haven't.
That's
seen
an old
that
movie.
One.
Kevin probably saw that in theaters.
I don't know that one. What is it?
What's the guy's name? Tom Berenger or whatever? He's a sniper. It's about him being a sniper.
I feel like Tom Berenger just like murdered people throughout his whole career, right? He's just always bad.
That's a great movie.
I love any. I mean, like, because it does. I think I've talked about this before. Where my favorite genre of movie is old
revenge.
War hero who just wants to be left alone. But you fucked with his family, and now
massacres.
Every single person needs to die.
Yes,
and
all of them.
That's what Bob Lee is. Bob Lee just wanted to be alone in the woods,
and
man. He didn't want anything to do with anybody. And then they kill his dog, and he says, "You know what? Everyone's dying."
It's got a very Jason Bourne feel to it, where it's like Bourne was pushed to the limit, and then that one might be up there. The original Bourne for me, when he just is like, "Well, now you're all
that,
dead."
That scene when he's like talking about trying to figure out himself, and he's like. Just going through his stats. Anything with like someone who's like a
human
superhero.
Human stats, yes.
And he's like, I know every exit in this room. I know how long I can run at this altitude before my hands start shaking. And I'm like, oh, you are a fucking superhero,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, man.
That's
yeah,
cool
buddy.
As shit. Like the thing, like you said, with the Bob Lee when he can hit shit from a mile away and he's just like tweaking shit with his fucking tomato paste cans out there. It's as good as it gets. It's as good as movies get. You got Kate Mara.
I was going to say the girl in that
who
is wifey.
I almost called Anna Kendrick because they are the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Mara, who's just a weapon. You got everything about it is it's. Just,
are we on Shooter still?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, spaced out for a second.
It's the best. It's the best movie. That's why.
That's with Danny Glover, right?
Danny Glover's in it. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Right. I remember thinking it was disappointing because I wanted to like it more.
You were wrong.
I'm going to watch it again tonight.
See, okay, perfect.
Well, now I have two movies to watch tonight.
You know what might be my. I feel like those are all my bad, like, not guilty pleasure, but you know what I mean, like the lower, my favorite rewatchable, because I just think it's the best and most underrated movie of all time, is Cinderella Man, which is also frequently on.
Cinderella Man's a very good
one. I mean, I remember being like, this should win, like, every Oscar, but it came out, like, in the wrong, you know, when you release it, like, right after the previous Oscars, so it gets forgotten. It's one of the best sports movies of all time.
Yeah, Cinderella Man is
like, it's real,
it's
not
a lot.
Dramatic.
Did me
it's
saying
on,
tomato can make you think of that?
No. But
yeah,
I understand what you're saying.
It did.
No,
they call him a tomato can the whole time.
No, well, that's not what happened in my brain. Well, you want me to
it
fucking
is.
Lie?
It
I should have just said yes so you would shut the fuck up.
Yeah, probably you should have.
It's on,
learn that.
Like, one of the movie channels a lot, like Showtime. One of them just has it on all the time.
The a couple others I had that were that are still in the bad one. National Treasure. National Treasure.
Don't you dare call it a bad one.
It's so good.
So good.
I'm so furious.
That's up there with like the Indiana Jones as far as like the adventure type movies go. That is a fucking gem.
I've Googled like movies like National Treasure just because I watched both and wanted to see
more.
Yeah, like
National
it.
Treasure
like,
2.
Give me some more shit with like secret codes written on the back of the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah, man.
And,
yo,
like,
there was a point where like the country was just buzzing for that shit. Da Vinci Code and fucking Secrets and all that shit. Everybody wanted all that stuff.
The Da Vinci Code's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
How about Step Brothers, if you're going to go comedy. Step Brothers, that's everyone's seen that a billion times. Here's one not a lot of people are thinking of. Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh, I just watched that.
Yeah.
Wait, that's that, Carell and Gosling, right?
Yeah.
Oh, way up there.
That's
way
so,
up
that's,
there on the list.
That, I'm fist pounding you.
Yeah,
that.
That's
that
a really good one.
Incredible call.
That's a really, really good one.
I just watched that.
You know what? That is the perfect, like, it's a romantic comedy, but it's a little bit, like, not as cheesy, and it's kind of heartfelt.
So
guys can kind of relate to it. It mixes a lot of different genres. It's a
Gosling's
very
best
film.
Work.
It's amazing. Oh,
he's amazing in it. Yes. Gosling's amazing.
Carell's amazing. Everybody wants to be Gosling in that movie. That's, like, the cool guy to be. What a film.
What a
just drinking old fashions, looking
yeah,
fucking
man,
hot
looking
as shit.
Yeah, man, looking awesome as shit.
Oh,
smacking
so cool.
Dads in the face.
He's so
it's great.
Cool. I'll never be that cool. And
no,
sucks.
Never. No, but nobody. But that's like that's important to realize. Like, movies are not real. Nobody's that cool.
I think Gosling's close to that cool.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
Gosling.
Normal people. The actual
Gosling's,
movie stars are actually that cool. Like, normal people are not that cool.
Gosling's dog has a mohawk. How fucking cool is that?
Gosling's dog's cool.
Gosling's dog has a mohawk.
That sucks.
All the way down his back. He's like a fucking dinosaur. It's a dino dog he's got. It's incredible.
Is it just a
Are you saying that's
rack?
Cool or not cool?
Oh, I think it's so cool.
Oh, I was thinking not cool.
No, I think it's very cool. You see this dog. You look, that's a fucking cool-ass dog, man. That dog has a haircut that I'd like to have one day.
I'm going
to
look it up.
The he also, like, Gosling just got his voice. You know how Gosling has his accent?
Yeah, what was that about?
He thought Marlon Brando had a cool voice when he was a kid, so he just started to start talking like that as a child.
Well, that's the thing. To be that cool, you got to start when you're like 2.
Yeah, it's a
and
lot
then,
of
and
work.
And then maybe by the time you're like 30, you'll be cool. But it takes like 28 full years. Shout out to Gosling.
That's such a good call, John.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Thank you very much. I also have like The Patriot in there. The Patriot.
Oh.
The Patriot's a very, very good one. And it's,
Braveheart for me. That my Shawshank is Braveheart.
Braveheart's like, too long.
I know, but it's like that's where I'm like, oh, you know, the part's coming up where he slits that guy's throat because he killed his wife. Like,
yeah.
I gotta fucking watch this. Like, there's too many
She's
good
so
moments
fucking
in that.
Hot.
Yeah.
Actually, so maybe before 94, because whatever, I think that's an 80s movie. Is it early 90s?
It's not an 80s movie, you son of a bitch.
early 90s, but like, when she was naked, I remember being like, what did it do?
Yeah, she could get it. That movie is old enough that it was a double VHS.
Yeah.
That's diesel.
Titanic was double VHS.
Yeah, it's a lot of time. It's a lot of movies.
Gladiator, I actually don't. I think Gladiator's too long. Maybe or something like that. I don't know. I don't have Gladiator in my rewatchables. But The Patriot. I wrote a blog about this recently. I was watching The Patriot probably around Christmas time. I think I was at my house. And I saw that it was at 71% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Fuck tomatoes, man.
That's
the world,
like, that's
the world is a slave
crazy
to the tomatoes.
For The Patriot. Because The Patriot is extraordinarily rewatchable, but it's also very, very good.
What about Rocky movies?
Nah,
really?
I've only seen them.
I mean, yeah.
They were good. I've seen them once.
What did you just say?
But hold on.
I've only seen those. Like, I probably haven't seen every Rocky.
John, just
how many times have you seen Rocky 4?
Maybe one.
That's the Drago one?
That's crazy to have only seen Rocky 4 one time.
That's the Drago one?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I think I don't
I mean,
know.
I've
I,
seen
I
that.
Haven't seen.
I've seen like, that 250
I've
times.
Seen like all the classics because my dad like made me watch them.
Bro,
as a
you're
kid.
Not like that young. You think Final Book Struggle? You sound like
you're
1 year 15.
Younger than me.
Yeah,
well done.
Right.
I said I've seen all the classics. My dad made me sit. Like that movie came out. I was young. I was very young when that movie came out.
Shut up.
Like I'm about saying you guys weren't. Well, you weren't. You're old as shit. But Keith probably was too. And like we were young when those movies came out. Those movies are not new movies.
They're not like. Fucking like black and white.
You made me
silent
think of one,
films.
John. You made me think of one that has always been on my list, and I can't believe I forgot it. Edge of Darkness with Mel Gibson.
That's one where he just massacres everybody, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Rocky IV came out before I was born,
time.
Dude.
Yeah. Well, that's so
Edge
what?
Edge of Darkness.
That's so yeah. When my dad made me watch it, I was a child. It came out 3 years before I was born.
But Edge of Darkness, though. What about that?
I haven't seen that one.
Oh fuck.
That's crazy that he hasn't seen that. That's right up. You should go home and watch
it's
that.
It's revenge. Like, somebody dies and he gets revenge.
He just snaps. Yeah. And that's, like, actually what Mel Gibson, like, was in real life. Yeah. And maybe I'll throw Ransom in there. If it pops on, I'll watch Ransom.
I haven't seen Ransom.
No? That's another one. It's, like, kidnapping Gary Sin. It's a quality film. A lot of quality films here. We should put these into, like, an official, make a little graphic, like an official the KSU Radio list of rewatchables.
Yes.
And we'll...
that's a very good idea.
Yeah, and we'll see what the public has to say. Hit us with your favorite, most rewatchable film.
It has to be. I'm gonna give my list because I think this is an important criteria. I think it has to be an action movie, probably. I think you have to do subgenres. I think you have to have different groups. Because I think a rewatchable comedy is much different than a rewatchable action movie or just drama movie. But I think it's, you always have to be within 15 to 20 minutes of action. It's got to be on TV a lot. And it can't be season specific.
Okay, that's fair. Can
the
it have
the
can
15
it have,
to 20 minute action criteria is hard to
not maybe not action, but like
something
a scene
unfold.
Where you're like, I want
it can't be
I
like
know,
a slow burn.
I know something's
burn.
Coming. Yeah. Like, I think Shawshank's kind of a slow burn, where it's like a drama movie. There's really nothing like, oh, I have to see this happen in a minute. Like, I think there are a lot of, like, scenes where you're like, dude, Bob Lee is about to go fucking blow up a house and fight the army.
Yeah.
And it's just him and this little Mexican guy.
I will recant Christmas Vacation based on your criteria.
That's yeah, that's fair. I think I have good criteria. Okay.
Also, because thanks.
You're so fucking stupid.
This is always every year Keith gets like genuinely mad at me. Like we like stop being friends for like 60 days
around Christmas time. Yeah, and you also like shit on Hanukkah the whole time. So I'm gonna see you anyway.
Those two things both kind of stay. See you guys tomorrow for a full episode of KFC Radio.